Keith Langley, Pistons.com, Pistons NBA insiders standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Bill. As we talked about last night, a big night for the franchise, and turned out to be everything they hoped it would be.
You know, for a night where we knew Cade Cunningham was going to be the number one pick, to then the liver story and the Big Ten connection with Garza, and the way Cunningham handled becoming a Piston, he endeared himself even before the draft. And the one thing I have really tried to navigate since last night, Keith, and I know you've been around the Motor City a long time, he seems like the perfect fit to carry the Pistons flag in our state, and he's only 19.
Yeah, exactly, Bill. I'm just coming from the press conference, and I won't say 19-year-old kid, but for a 19-year-old young man, very poised, and he talked today about he'll wear the number two for the Pistons, and number two is retired for Chuck Daly to represent the two NBA championships he won, and he went out of his way to thank Chuck Daly's daughter, Sydney Daly, for granting permission to take that number out of mothballs. And it wasn't just that he thought to thank Sydney Daly, but the way he did it, it could have been, for a 19-year-old, again, that could have been kind of a clumsy moment, but he handled it so adroitly and with such poise. Talked about how he never wanted Chuck Daly's name to be forgotten, and how he wanted to bring the same energy to Detroit that those Bad Boys teams did. So just an impressive moment, and kind of speaks to what the scouting report on Cade was as a person. They're very poised, and a guy that, I thought it was interesting last night, Troy Weaver talking about him, said he used the word connectability. He said he's a human connector on the floor and off. And I think, we kind of get caught up in talking about athleticism and size and wingspan and shooting and skills and all that, and kind of forget that, at the heart of every championship team is a real core of character and culture. And I think he's going to, which by the way, are things that Troy Weaver and Dwayne Casey have really stressed since they've gotten here. And I think Cade Cunningham is going to be a model representative of that.
I think I kind of expected that from, his appearance in Detroit, from his comments, that what I watched unfold last night into today and his introduction in Detroit, and I think they're going to the Tigers game tonight against the Orioles, that he's the perfect fit. What surprised me was the luck of the draft draw board, and you get Isaiah Livers and Luka Garza now, the ability to come off the Pistons bench one day.
Yeah, and we'll have to see how the pieces all fit. They had, they carried five rookies on the roster last year. It's going to be interesting to see once free agency ends how many roster spots they have for rookies. I would think that maybe, Livers was taken 42nd last year. Saben Lee was taken 38th and played the season on a two-way contract. That might be something for Livers. I think certainly the 57th pick, Koper Bitsa, will probably be someone that they stash in Europe for a year or so. And Garza's maybe on the bubble for that. It'll depend on what they do in free agency and how many roster spots they can commit to rookies again. But, Garza's National Player of the Year, and I know there's the reason he was still available at 52 was there's concerns about defensively, does he fit in the modern NBA? But, he looked, the reports were that he lost 30 pounds. He looked like he's in tremendous shape. A 6'11 guy who, with his scoring ability and 40% three-point ability, you got to believe there's a place for him down the road somewhere. And maybe not in 2021-22, but down the road, Livers, Garza, those guys can all be pieces of the puzzle.
And it's all part of everything coming together, literally, with the Pistons and their new downtown practice facility, the modern mecca that they have, and the Pistons G League team moving into downtown Detroit in that facility, or actually going to eventually move over, I think, over to Wayne State, if I'm not wrong. And now you'll have the Pistons, the ability to watch those young guys just across town.
Yeah, that was something that Dwayne Casey was really excited about doing. They had the same arrangement in Toronto, the G League team in the city. Dwayne is a big believer in the development tool that the G League franchise could be. And Troy Weaver came from Oklahoma City, where the G League team literally played in an arena across the street from where the Thunder played their home game. So, yeah, they're going to make great use of that G League team, and especially next season with so many young players on the roster. As I said, 5 rookies from last year, and adding at least a couple more this year. So, yeah, actually that G League team is going to be pretty fun and interesting to watch as well, and they're very hopeful that with having the practice facility, Little Caesars Arena, and the new arena on Wayne State's campus all within a 2-mile radius, that they're going to make great, great use of it.
Keith Langley, Pistons.com, Pistons NBA insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Now, if I'm not wrong, with those 2A deals, will the Pistons have the ability, and I don't know with how many times you're allowed to do it or guys come and go, but being that close with Little Caesars Arena downtown, their G League team playing downtown, could some of these guys literally practice with the Pistons and play in the G League, or go up to the Pistons and then go back down and play with their G League team?
Absolutely. They do that, and that's the advantage of having the proximity.
Right.
Casey talked about it in Toronto. They'd have a Raptors practice in the morning, maybe a G League game that night. So they'd send they'd go through practice in the morning with the parent NBA team, play a G League game that night, and then be available for practice or an NBA game the next day. So, and that they absolutely are going to be doing that. And you're going to see guys who perhaps are even getting rotation minutes with the Pistons, like maybe a Sabin Lee or a Seiko Doumbouya. Doing exactly that, getting some G League experience and maybe playing a G League game one night and an NBA game the next.
Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, celebrating one of the biggest nights in franchise history. You can follow everything Cade Cunningham and the new Pistons 24/7 at Pistons.com. Keith, I know you've been a busy man. Summer League will start when, and how many of the draft picks will all three be in there? Livers, Garza, and Cunningham?
Well, they're leaving a week from today. The first Summer League game will be next Sunday night. They're playing Oklahoma City in prime time. They're going to have, Isaiah Stewart twisted his ankle with the select team. He's in a boot. I don't think you'll be seeing him. Isaiah Livers coming off an injury. I don't know. If they use him, it'll probably be lightly. And then they signed Chris Smith from UCLA, 6'9", highly talented kid, also coming off an injury to a 2-way deal after the draft last night, so we won't see him. But, yeah, they're going to have a lot of guys. Normally with a summer league roster, you've got maybe 3 or 4 guys who figure to be on the parent team roster that coming year. They could have, there's going to be like 11 or 12 guys who have an NBA, legitimate NBA future. So it's going to be, the Summer League roster is going to be very interesting and very competitive.
Keith, thank you so much. It was wonderful having those conversations leading up to the draft, and I look forward to watching some of the Summer League action.
Thanks, Bill. Anytime.